piano bar?
It wasn't a piano bar. It was interesting. It was an oasis, I suppose. It was a bar that I went to with school friends of mine. Dry and dry is what we drank. It was usually all male. You may have had the occasional woman there, but she'd be a fag hag. It was early. It was a community. I mean, the bars, I think, would have closed at 10.
Yeah.
And the word would go around. There'd usually be a party after the bar, after the Enzo shut.
All right.
And the word would just slip around the room that there was a party at, and you'd have this address would be told to you. You'd go and buy something to take or just rock up. We were young, so we were pretty. You'd just rock up to this house. You didn't know who owned the house, who the people were, and the party just continued. And you could do that then. I mean, that's the other side of the coin about the liberation. Because it was a small scene and was insular,
yeah.
You knew everyone in it, or you knew faces, so it could just, the scene at the bar could just move to someone's home, and
yeah.
You knew that you'd be safe and there wouldn't be any problem from that group.
Mm.